Exclusive: Deported Cuban Child Predator Busted While Crossing Texas Border. By Randy Clark on August 27, 2026. U.S. Border Patrol agents in Eagle Pass, Texas, detected and gave chase to a small group of suspected illegal aliens attempting to illegally enter the United States on August 19. The commonplace incident took an interesting turn when agents apprehended the group of four illegal aliens and discovered one member of the group, a Cuban national, was returning after being deported for a prior conviction of a child sex offense in Nevada. Shortly after arresting the group of illegal aliens, agents checked immigration and criminal databases to determine if any members of the group had prior arrests for immigration or criminal offenses. Agents quickly determined 52-year-old Alexis Suarez Trejos, a Cuban national, is a registered sex offender in the state of Nevada. A review of criminal database records revealed Suarez Trejos had been convicted of an offense related to the sexual assault of a child under the age of 14 in Clark County, Nevada. Suarez Trejos was tried and convicted of the offense in 2001 and was sentenced to 40 months incarceration. As part of the conviction, Suarez Trejos was placed on the Nevada Sex Offender Registry. After his arrest, conviction, and service of sentence, Suarez Trejos was removed from the United States. Suarez Trejos' immigration record includes multiple immigration offenses, and he was most recently removed from the United States on October 22, 2025. Returning to the United States as a convicted felon after a formal removal carries stiff penalties. Suarez Trejos is now facing charges of reentry after deportation under 8 U.S.C. Section 1326 and could be sentenced to a term of confinement up to 20 years due to his status as an aggravated felon. Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Anthony Scott Good commented on the arrest of Suarez Trejos, saying, "Illegal aliens who prey on the children of our communities are an egregious threat. I'm proud of our agents who, every day, stand ready to protect this nation from such dangers." Illegal aliens who have been deported and attempt to return now face a border patrol that is staffed at a higher level than at any time during the agency's history. As reported by Breitbart Texas, in late June, CBP announced that the United States Border Patrol had reached the historic milestone of 21,271 agents serving on the front lines of the nation's borders. The increase in staffing has enabled the agency to increase routine patrols between ports of entry, making it harder to illegally enter the United States undetected and evade arrest. The increase in staffing and the reduction in illegal entries because of strict border enforcement policies under the Trump administration are making a successful illegal entry into the United States even harder. In the Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, illegal alien apprehensions have fallen to less than 1,000 per month during fiscal year 2026 compared to a high of more than 70,000 during the month of December 2023. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.